KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden says the recipients of his recent pardons and commutations have shown successful rehabilitation. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
When he announced commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 people and the pardoning of 39 others, the president said the individuals are committed to making their communities safer. Recipients include a nonprofit leader who supports at-risk youth and a decorated military veteran and pilot who spends much of his time helping his fellow church members who are in poor health. But not everyone was pleased by the president's decisions. A Republican state senator said a commutation for a woman who stole $54 million from a small town in Illinois was a slap in the face to residents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the ouster of Bashar al-Assad in Syria this week is very good news for Israel.
Hezbollah withers on the vine. That's what happens. Hezbollah can't be resupplied from Iran anymore via Syria. The Shiite arc that extended, the crescent that extended from Tehran to the Mediterranean has just collapsed.
Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence inside the U.S. in an upcoming new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces, reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation, if they say about China?
And Senator Cotton interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Apple CEO Tim Cook, the latest big tech leader to visit Mar-a-Lago. Former President Trump and now President-elect Trump says he spoke with Cook about the company's ongoing tax battles with the European Union. A number of tech companies and executives are working to improve their relationships with Trump. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New York.
Waterville High School has decided to allow a Bible study club to be established after initially rejecting the group as too religious. Under threat of a lawsuit by First Liberty, school officials will allow the club to form, as it has LGBT clubs and other student organizations. First Liberty spokeswoman Keisha Russell says, quote, "By denying the same benefits to the Bible club that it provides to all non-curricular clubs, the school is missing the concept of equal in the Equal Access Act." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with the new legislative session next year and President Trump returning to the White House, despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states. Liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. California has even called its own special legislative session to enshrine legal abortion. This is SRN News. The man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare has become something of a folk hero, and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that's wrong.
In the days since Luigi Mangione was charged with murder for gunning down a top health insurance executive, more than 1,000 donations have poured into an online fundraiser for his legal defense, with messages supporting him and even celebrating the crime. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells the Salem Radio Network condoning violence is abhorrent.
The value of life just seems to be diminished by so many people. It's important for us to push back. We can never allow that to become a norm.
Scalise says the liberal tendency to devalue life can be felt here. Mangione's support has seemingly intensified since his arrest on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President-elect Trump is offering his support for the dock workers union before their contract expires next month at Eastern and Gulf Coast ports. He posted on social media any further automation would hurt the dock workers. This is SRN News.